AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is in India for the G20 summit. He began by meeting privately with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, White House Indo-Pacific advisor Kurt Campbell.
What I have seen grown over time is an undeniable warmth and confidence between the two leaders.
China's President Xi Jinping is skipping the summit. A lawsuit seeking to bar Donald Trump from running for president again has been moved out of state court in Colorado to federal court. Lisa Dwyer has details.
The initial lawsuit was filed in Colorado court this week by a liberal group arguing a Civil War era clause prohibiting higher office for those who once sworn oath to the Constitution and then engaged in insurrection, saying that that clause should prevent Trump from running for president in 2024. Trump's attorneys argued that the matter involves constitutional questions and belongs in federal court. The complaints in general are likely to end up at the Supreme Court, which has never ruled on that clause. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A judge has denied Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' request to move his Georgia election subversion case to federal court. In a report from the special grand jury that initially investigated the case, recommended twice as many people be indicted than the 19 ultimately charged. On that list was Senator Lindsey Graham. But our Eric Tucker notes,
this development is mostly headline grabbing just by virtue of the names, the familiar names. But at the end of the day, these are all individuals who were not charged. So there's no criminal case that's going to be brought. There's no significant or further development that's going to be occurring. It is worth noting they were never accused in any official way by anyone of any crime.
In Hawaii, Governor Josh Green says the number of missing from Maui's wildfires has been reduced to 66.
And as of today, there have been a total of 115 fatalities. Our hearts have broken 115 times.
This is AP News. Modern plumbing is coming to an Alaskan village. Our Tiffany Wong has the story.
About 700 Yupik villagers in Akiachuk, Alaska are getting running water and flushing toilets in their homes. Akiachuk resident Ray Knows says it transformed their lives.
We could do laundry in the house, wash our hands, don't have to haul water from the river. It's good.
Principal Baron Sample at Akiachuk School says for the past 15 years, half the village had no water and dropped their waste in honey buckets.
So it just gives everyone else the access to clean and wash and take care of things. So it's helps promote the overall health of the students, the community.
Carl Kamrek, an elder at Akiachuk Moravian Church, says
nobody wants to go back to honey buckets anymore.
I'm Tiffany Wong.
Thanks, Tiffany. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.